I've never seen myself on HD before, and I don't know if you have, but man, I don't think I ever want to see myself on HD again. Like, it's like climbing under a giant microscope. It was too much.
From TV to Carnegie Hall and Europe, Tyler Ramsey's going places he never expected. Being in Band of Horses brought him part of the way, but a new solo album is about to take him further. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Being part of the close-knit music scene in Asheville, North Carolina, worked out pretty well for Tyler Ramsey. Not only did it provide a laid-back setting for writing his own songs, but it also introduced him to Band of Horses, who invited him to join them on tour as an opening act and on stage as their guitarist. That atmospheric rock sound suits Ramsey's style just fine, but you'll find a gentler, folkier take on his new solo release, A Long Dream About Swimming Across the Sea. As Tyler told FUV's Alisa Ali, switching between band and solo modes luckily isn't that hard. Taking the time to practice, however, didn't come so easily in his early days, but might have paid off in the end.
I think I've always tried to write. I always tried to come up with my own stuff. When I first started playing, I started playing piano when I was pretty young, and like always into like improvised stuff. I was living like outside of Chicago, and I was probably like 10 or something, and the first ever lessons I had were like this cool guy that taught me like jazz stuff on the piano, but I never would do my homework, so I would just have to learn it by ear like really fast or just improvise. And I don't know, so I was always trying to come up with my own take on stuff, I think. And the jazz thing didn't really last too long. I didn't become a famous jazz piano player or anything, but even when I picked up the guitar, I guess I just was trying to come up with songs.
Are you worried about me? Do you think there's something wrong? Darling, hurry to me. You have stayed away too long.
What's it like, you know, doing the acoustic and then playing with Band of Horses? Do you have to get into like a different kind of headspace to sort of shift?
Actually, I don't play acoustic guitar for these shows. I've been playing electric guitars just because it's easier to get it loud enough for a big crowd. And I don't know, as far as like getting in the right headspace, I think just being up in front of the crowd by myself first, like, you know, I can get all my nerves out and enjoy like being in front of those people, and then when I come back out with a band, it's like more relaxed, you know, and I can just enjoy it more, you know. So that's kind of the little thing that happens there. It's, I don't really have to like think now I'm gonna play rock music or something, because it's not, you know, it's somewhat similar, I think, in ways to what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, I think Band of Horses and your solo stuff sort of flows very nicely into each other.
I think so too. Yeah. I kind of feel that way. Yeah.
Where were you swimming to? It was to the other shore. What were you swimming away from? I can't stay with you no more. I had long.
Tyler Ramsey performing A Long Dream live at WFUV. Hear the full studio session and more anytime at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.